Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, baby daddies. Guess what? It's daddy. Just a little note to say, me and Helen recorded this pre-quarantine. Remember those days? So, yeah, remember, if you like us, go on iTunes and write a review us, cause that will make us very happy. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying safe out there. Don't go outside. Right. I'm gonna shut up now and you can enjoy this brilliant episode with Catherine Bohart and Sarah Keyworth. Alright, see you later. Bye-bye!
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Dad, it's Helen. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and, of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Welcome! Oh no, don't say morning because you know how much like her triggering that is for me now.
What?
Right, yesterday. Such bullshit. Okay, right. My favourite thing in the world is Disney vlogs. They're life-changing, they're cute, and they're adorable. I'm fully aware I'm a 6'1" overweight Disney fan, and I'm fully okay with it. I'm not okay with it, but I'm getting there. So I was watching a Disney vlog on the train yesterday. Shout out to Adam Hatton. He's got a wonderful channel, and I love him. And I was watching it, and Chloe Pett and Rosie Jones started taking the piss out of me, making fun.
Okay, this guy, this adult man on YouTube,
a child soul,
has a slogan, a motto that he came up with,
yes,
that I should put on t-shirts,
which I want to get,
and hats.
Oh no.
And his slogan is morning.
You're not saying it right. It's morning.
That's
how great is that?
Not a slogan. No. That's a word everyone says every morning.
They don't say it in Germany, do they? So it's not everyone.
That reminds me of the time my dad thought he came up with get over it.
My dad might have done that.
My dad would be like,
no.
Four words for you now, Catherine. Four words for you. Get over it. And I'd have to go, I think it's three.
But someone has to start these trends. I thought I started side partings at my school in year eight. I also think I started the phrase good times. And I stand down, like, honestly, this is deadly true. I brought back yellow jumpers.
No,
I did.
Where?
I did 3 years ago. I
bought,
honestly, I'm not having this. Mickey Overman still argues with me that I didn't start it. And it's like, she knows. She was there. She knows I did.
But did you make a yellow jumper? Did you?
No, I bought one from Sainsbury's.
Right.
The two collection.
So the lady who made the jumper
She could have started.
Why was it a lady?
It's not a lady. It's a child. It's a small child in the factory. Let's be realistic with it here. The small child that made it.
She could identify as a lady if she wants.
What, poor little seven-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Beforehand, you were like, don't make it too dark. We're like, what, 4 minutes in?
Hello and welcome to Daddy!
Look at me!
With me, Helen Bauer.
And me, Rosie Jones!
Both with wonderful breasts. Me and Rosie had an argument yesterday about who had the better breasts, and we agreed that mine are bigger, but proportionally hers are bigger. Does that make sense on her body?
Hers make more sense, but yours are a phenomenon. Like, yours are...
Are bigger better
yours
in
are
this
like,
context?
Yours are
yeah, bigger's better.
Oh, then we don't even... Then we should not... We don't know.
Oh, we weren't having you in the...
Hey,
you
we have a... Between us, we have a good solid one size
one
boob.
Boob, yeah. We smushed them all together sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We have to choose our favourite nipple.
I've learned recently that when I take my bra off, they're just as nice.
Ooh, good for you.
No.
Yeah.
Do they stay still?
Yeah.
Do they stay where they are?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Really?
I just don't think it's true because we've got that plan in 2 years' time to go in and get a lift together.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Because we've both got, to quote 30 Rock, we've got the meat, we just need a lift. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
We just want to both be like higher. Really, like a Tudor lady.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see.
Still like aging everywhere else.
But you can
but just really fighting it with the tips up top.
I love it.
I think that's really nice because it's almost like a built-in travel pillow, right?
Yeah.
Neck support, you can just put your chin down.
I feel like we should just end this argument by getting Jack to judge our breasts again and making them uncomfortable. No. Jack!
No. I'll do it.
I'll say.
We'd have to have an adjudicator.
Sarah's trying to mime like cupping a boob, but there's nothing there.
So. Yeah, well, you know, I'm just trying to join in. But
guess what?
Oh my god,
I'm wearing
a
padded bra.
I've got a segue. Shut up. Oh my god, it's happened. Talking of miming, Sarah Catherine. Oh, we haven't even introduced Sarah Keyworth, Catherine Brohart. Yeah. shut up.
Hello.
Talking of miming, were you guys like at school like interested in mime or school plays or just hey? Did you guys like attention? Fucking crushed it. Fucking high five all round. Oh my god, I love it when I do so well. Yeah, keep that in. That's a keeper.
Segway.
So, can I tell you that we did the gingerbread man in first class in Ireland? And
can
we were,
you give me like...
Which is like age 7.
I want this. I just feel like I want like... I mean, like a little background, Addy.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
Just like, give us your stats, where you're from, sort of school you went to.
Who
and it's like,
are you?
Who am I? Okay, star sign Leo. Date of birth, 88. Not going to give you the day because there's a lot of dispute on Wikipedia and I love watching it go.
Gotcha.
But I would say that I went to an all-girls Irish Catholic school. With the context we're talking about was age 7.
Okay.
We were doing the gingerbread man. We didn't obviously have any men or indeed boys.
Well, the gingerbread man's a play.
Oh yeah, we turned it into a play. Believe it or not, even in a scenario where it was written as a play, there were still too many in a class of 35 for the script as devised by my very, 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 very frustrated first class teacher.
Ireland is fucking mental, isn't it? Like,
it's mad.
We'll just do a biscuit.
Yeah. We did.
We'll just make the biscuit a play.
We did. And Gráinne Halligan, got to play the gingerbread man, and I was very jealous. But nonetheless, I played two characters, as I also...
A multi-roller at 7. Oh
well, you say that. More like a multi-use extra, is what I would say.
Oh, my love.
So, here's the context.
You were first ensemble.
I was ensemble, but here's the thing. I thought there was a moment of stardom in it for me, but here's... Okay, I have two roles. First role, there are 14 of us who play raindrops. We do a dance in the rain. Drip, drop, drip, drop.
Not a roll,
drip,
it's a bit of weather, drop, but carry on.
It was a very significant mood change, Helen Bauer. And then, more importantly, at one point the first class teacher says, please put your hand up if you do ballet or modern dance. So I did put my hand up because I did do ballet and modern dance.
I don't know why. I love it when you talk about your child. I'm tearing up.
No, but But here's the thing.
Like, so, you don't know what she looked like. She was this
spherical redhead. Part of the story, actually, Sarah. So I and five other girls with blonde hair go to the top of the class. And we are selected as the fairies. No surprise there. A natural role for Catherine. Here's the thing. Without any rehearsal, we don't do a costume run or a dress rehearsal. We are encouraged to wear one of our modern dance or ballet outfits to be the fairies on the day.
This is so exciting.
All five wear pink tutus, hair in buns, and matching wings. I don't have pink wings or white wings. My mom has some for when I dressed up as some sort of like evil nymph or something for Halloween. So I have black and purple wings. But that's fine because I also have my modern dance costume, which is a full body lilac number. It's shiny though, you better believe it's shiny, but I am literally a ginger circle, right, in this purple. I get there, I'm so thrown by the fact that we weren't all wearing the same costumes. I don't know why I thought they'd all wear lilac and full body.
Why should you check though? That, you know what I mean? Guy with confidence at the end of the
that
day.
That I forget the dance.
No. And they were all watching you. There's no way out of it. You're watching the ginger in the full body lycra.
And honestly, it was harrowing.
Basically wearing highlighter.
It was harrowing. And I think as a way of dealing with it, my mom said on the way home, I could ask her any question I want. So I said, where do babies come from? I was still seven. And my mom used to work in like a children's hospital. So my godmother was a child psychologist, or her sister was a child psychologist. And the attitude at the time was, if they're old enough to ask, they're old enough to know everything, it seems.
No.
So my mother, as I sit in my purple costume and I have my rainbow costume or my raindrop costume on my lap, which is just a blue bag, she says, in case you were wondering, she says, well, she tells me all about sex, and then I sat for a long time in silence. My mom said she wasn't sure if I was like silent because of how the play had gone or because of her answer that was like full coitus. Yeah. I said eventually, so you and Dad did that 3 times? And my mom almost crashed the car.
I am not kidding. I asked my mom the exact same question. I thought you did it just for babies.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course. I was like, you did that 3 times. And my mom was like, yeah. It was awful. Isn't it awful that we had to do that 3 times?
And that's why the colour purple is so triggering for Catherine.
Yeah, it's true.
As I'm wearing a purple jumper right now, would you prefer to take it off and just keep the blue t-shirt?
I mean, always, but I'm not sure it's not for a good reason.
Okay. Well,
it's just because of the chat we were having earlier, yeah.
Yeah, because of my tits.
Yeah.
Catherine is your old boss.
Catherine, I'm not going to lie, there's mixed messages there. I feel like you wanted attention because you wanted the main role, but then when you were put in a position where you got to be the standout, you freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like you wanted it, you got it, you freaked out. Did you learn from that, or did you always want more?
I thought actually signature Catherine.
Yeah, Bernhardt. It is. It really is. You've just described my entire career. Yeah. But also,
oh no, you're crying. We've got a crier. Fuck you. Oh shit.
No, I will say I did learn one thing from it, which is that my mom like told everyone this story about the dance because she thought it was hilarious, and also people laughed in the moment, obviously, and something must have caught on because come second class. We did the nativity.
Yeah.
And they got the 3 ginger girls in the class, Julie Steen, Claire Brown and myself.
Easy to find, Nylon. That's the plus side of the 3 ginger girls.
To play the 3 wise men. And we didn't have camels or anything to mock them up with, but we acted as though we were on camels the whole time. So every time we moved, we bobbed and it became a full comedic trio. We all wore goggles instead of binoculars. So we wore ginger kids with binoculars going through the desert.
Sorry.
Wait. You wore
Which
goggles?
Which wise men had binoculars?
Yeah. They were following the star,
They're
Sarah.
More of a modern invention.
Sarah, they were following the star. We needed binoculars to follow the star.
The idea, the concept, the premise was that the star was so bright that you didn't need anything to
see. Okay, look at you knowing.
Honestly,
my dad would be so proud of you.
This sounds like an absolute mess.
It was fucking phenomenal. It was written by a woman called... who used to write limericks in her spare time and send them into the radio show. She was hilarious. She wrote a comedy.
God love me, a confident drama teacher. Fucking love confident drama teachers. You know what? The Bible's done a good job, but I genuinely believe I can do more.
She did though. She made it so funny. And we were the 3 ginger bobbing wise men, and it became a full comedic role and I loved it. Yeah,
put your binoculars down and hold this mirror. We're going in.
Yeah, I wore my grandmother's full like velour wine-coloured white house coat. Is that what you call them? And we had the best time ever. And then I was like, I guess comedy's for me. And then I obviously never thought of it again because I was quite a good student finished university.
And Mrs. Bleep! Writing all of your material ever since.
I wish she would. She was she was unbelievable. She used to give us essay titles like Red. You can spell it whichever way you want.
No!
She was unbelievable!
Stimulus from drama teachers is the best thing of all time. Yeah. We got a stimulus once that was just power, and we all just stood there with our hands in the air like the Black Panther movement.
Oh, God.
We were all white!
Oh, God.
You can run riled with a red spell it the way you want. Like, were you in nativities as well? Did you do nativity at school?
Oh, yeah, I was a shepherd in nativity.
Shepherd!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a lovely classic role, because shepherds, so we've had like the Mary complex, obviously the Joseph complex. You've got like the angels not being Angel Gabriel. Wise men we've not had before, but you know, it's a fun thing to have from there. Shepherds are classic. They're stable.
Shepherd. It's reliable.
Yeah, you're stable. You're cast in a role that's important, but you're not shining.
You get to wear a tea towel on your head. Oh, everybody's so dream.
Fun. Super appropriate as well.
There's actually
what was keeping it on? Did you have a hairband?
Headband round.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
And did your mum give you a clean one, or was it just whatever was around lying around?
Oh, probably whatever was lying around.
She got spaghetti bolognese on the side of her. She's a hungry shepherd.
If it was my dad, then it would absolutely be. But there is actually a VHS tape of this nativity at my parents' house.
Why have I never seen this?
Because we do have a video player actually, and I can remember the song. So we did a dance. The shepherds did a dance, and the song was like, "It's going to be a
one second.
Baby.
I'm
going
to film this to put on our Instagram."
Yeah. Can I guess who you played in your nativities? I'm going to guess Mary. Was it Mary? Yeah. Of course. Gorgeous hair.
Such bullshit.
Yeah, definitely a virgin.
I went to a mixed school and I played Joseph twice.
You played Joseph?
Yes, twice.
Did you hear what Helen just said? She went to a mixed school and she played Joseph twice.
Yes. And I had so many shots of nativity because I was also a little chap.
I was
girl.
Too busy shading Rosie.
Oh, what did you say?
I called her a virgin. Classic schoolyard banter.
Ew.
See, what we've done here is in that classic thing of we're like, let's get two people on at the same time. It'd be so much fun. Yeah. And then we realise you get four attention seekers in the room. Yeah. We're doing two conversations at any one time.
We've split off. Yeah.
So Jack, I think that's just to be reasonable with it. Next time that happens, just like cut out Sarah and Rosie's mics because me and Catherine probably have a better chat.
Oh my
just
God.
In general.
Jack, I swear to fucking God, I will cut
you. Yeah,
oh my God, Jack.
Poor Jack.
My sweet boy.
Jack, you can't cut out the tiny little gender confused boy and the lady with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Cut out these fucking freaks.
Freaks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that we fit into a normal society.
Oh.
Right, do your dance, you freak. Do your shepherd dance, you weirdo.
There's going to be a baby. He's going to be the one to be king. There's going to be a baby. We can't wait to meet him.
That's so beautiful. Oh my goodness, my heart. And when you got given the role of shepherd, were you one of those kids who was like, yeah, no, I'm happy with that? Or were you thinking like, I deserved more?
Well, I think the thing is with me is that I was always so confident about my ability to perform that I was like, yeah, fine, cast me with whatever you want. I'm going to steal the fucking show anyway.
Oh, like you could be the baby doll and advise to the occasion.
Honestly,
the
I'm really not worried about this. I also played a bauble once.
A what?
Great. Yeah, I had one line. I can't wait to go on the tree.
Sorry, not to be a bitch and to ruin your lovely relationship. But you did a gingerbread man play. She just played bauble in a Christmas pageant. Absolutely fine. You went, what? If we're going to be accepting, we'll be accepting of everyone. Okay, my love? No worries, though. That was just a bit nasty. Okay, go on, Sarah. Your truth?
Played a bauble. And then there was another time where I played a present and I just had to wear a big box and bob up and down. But they'd used... There was a boy called... And they'd used his head to...
Squeeze me.
To mark how big my box would be because he was also a present. But his head was significantly larger than mine, so my shoulders were coming out of the present. So his head was popping out, and my shoulders were popping. It was awful. Yeah. I don't know why they couldn't have just got me a new box.
And what's sad about that is that Sarah's teachers actually made them be naked underneath the box for the sake of costuming. Something we're not going to go into, but just to let the teachers know at that school in Nottingham,
I see
we
you.
Are aware. Yeah. Are you
remember school nativity day handout being so nerve-wracking. Yeah. Like, we...
Well, I said it before, but yeah, I played Mary 1 year, but then 3 years in a row, I did play disabled lady.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Who had no room at the inn. But they had to specify disabled lady.
So mad, isn't
That's
it?
So bad.
Oh my fucking god.
And did you, did you do cerebral palsy or did you choose a different disability?
I made her blind.
Double down! Double down!
Come on!
Was there anybody else in your class with a disability who's like, fuck's sake, 3 years in a row she's got that? You're a bit of a shoo-in. Yeah. I'd be like, fix!
Yeah.
Fix!
Get
I've got range!
I think nativity's like
coming in with crutches and blindfolds. Fingers crossed,
come
I get the same one.
Rosie again. What?
But so then, in year 9, we did an adult nativity.
Jesus Christ.
18 years old.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Was she a virgin in that version?
But
nobody was a virgin.
13 years old in Bridlington. No, they were fine.
And I was married because I wanted to be edgy.
And who? Well, it sounds it. Who? I love this. It's like it sounds like some sort of Channel 4 casting director pre.
Yeah.
When you played Mary, who played disabled lady?
I don't know.
They cut the one diverse role.
They did not.
Yeah. No, they got another 13-year-old. Be like character study, Rosie. We want an exact impression.
Do the voice.
Because the mums and dads are coming here for disabled lady who doesn't have room in the inn.
No one can ever do my voice. They're not allowed apart from my brother. And he nails it.
Seriously?
And then when we're together, if my mum rings me, he'll answer and she will 100% think it's me.
Oh, Andrea.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Andrea.
What's your brother's name?
Oliver.
Oliver, you little shit.
Speaking of...
Ollie has...
Oliver, my brother. Do you have siblings?
Oh, hell! Oh,
we want to talk about being professional broadcasters, do we? So good.
Yes, I have a brother.
Younger,
older,
the same age.
Thank you for giving me my options. He's older. He's like 2.5 years older than me. And we were quite different. Like, he was never interested in attention, really. Like, he
a gift to any attention seeker.
Yeah.
Please tell them about the toothbrush story.
Oh, but you see, he acted out in... So I was, like, attention in performance and being silly. Where if he occasionally wanted attention, he was a little bit naughty. and he...
You say a little bit naughty. Wait till she tells you the story.
There was one evening we were preparing to retire to bed. I think I was maybe about 5, and I went to the toilet, and for some reason, I don't know whether I was naked or whether I had just I was pants down, but like on my way in, like to the toilet, and then
wait a second, you were shirt cocking as a child.
Sorry?
Shirt cocking when people just wear a shirt and nothing else.
Yeah, but when you're a child, it's adorable, right? You just have a little T-shirt on and you're just mooching around.
Why are you acting like you only did it then? You do it now.
Well, yeah, I do. But
Donald Ducks around the place.
Yeah, always Donald Ducking. So I was Donald Ducking my way to the toilet. And my brother, who was 7, maybe 8 at this stage, he was cleaning his teeth because the toilet was slightly separate.
Yeah.
And he was cleaning his teeth. Next thing I know, he's there. And I was, for some reason, I think I was walking in because I was facing the toilet. My bum was facing the door.
What annoyed him was it that you'd come into the bathroom when...
I don't think I'd annoyed him.
Oh.
This was completely unprovoked. This is the weird thing. And we had a family electric toothbrush where you change the heads.
Yeah.
You only had one, you all had to change the heads.
Yeah, but yes. Then you all have your own heads.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you all got your same heads.
We did.
It was a different time, Catherine. We weren't a kind of family where everybody could have their own electric toothbrush.
We're not whittling wood in our teeth like the Irish. Carry on, Sarah, with your story. That was bullshit.
So I don't know what had gone through his head, but he'd taken a head off of a toothbrush, and you know there's like a little metal spike.
Well, a spinner.
So for some reason,
a shiv.
A shank. He suddenly, next thing I know, I glance over my shoulder. Tom's there. And he does this little face. He goes, he makes the noise of the toothbrush and then stabs me in the arse cheek.
No.
Fully penetrated skin.
No.
Into the bum. Just stabs me in the bum. And so obviously I scream because that's what you do when you've been stabbed in the arse cheek.
I've been stabbed.
Yeah. And then my mum runs upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And I'd remembered the chaos that ensued. I remember my mum just being like, why the hell have you done that? And I don't remember the explanation. And I remember showing my mom my bum, being like, is it bleeding? And she was like, of course it's bleeding. He stabbed you.
Your brother stabbed you. Yeah. She's a shepherd next week. This is bullshit. Yeah. Get the tea towel, the costume one or the regular? We don't know.
They had one electric toothbrush. They only had one tea towel.
Yeah, no, right.
You had to book it in. Yeah. Is anybody using a tea towel next week? Because I'm playing a shepherd. It's your father's turn for the tea towel, but you're going to have to use it on your ass.
So what?
So he stayed, yeah. And,
did you have to get stitches?
Oh, no, it was just a perfectly circular hole.
Like a puncture wound?
Yeah. And it all deflated.
Okay, right, now that makes sense.
It popped and deflated. I had to get a pump and reinflate.
Isn't it awful?
Mm. No, I mean, it is awful, but at the same time, as a kid who likes attention, her brother tried to do something for attention and she got more attention. I'm happy. I'm
incredible.
Fucking happy for you. What a great story.
Couldn't sit down for a week. Loved it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Were you milking it?
Absolutely.
There's nothing better than a little injury that you can milk up more than
I'm
it is.
I'm still telling the story. The fact that Catherine was like, tell the toothbrush story.
I was like, tell it. Amazing. I also have siblings.
Oh my God. Whoa. Okay.
Did you guys, anyone was wondering, hey, does Catherine have siblings? She does. Two. I'm the eldest of three.
Makes sense because your parents
family.
Had sex three times.
They did. What a harrowing story if it was just me. There's three of us. I'm the eldest. My brother's the middle child and thus actually the funniest. My sister is very successful and the youngest. And I am me. I would say, not the same, not caused by my brother and sister, but genuinely, you made me think of a time that I got a minor injury as a child, and fucking hell, I did also milk that.
Oh my God, talk us through this.
Okay, so I'm playing tennis on a cul-de-sac.
Of course. It's such a good start to a story. You so rarely get, usually starts with I was out drinking with my mates, or I was at school, but I was playing tennis on a cul-de-sac.
I know this story, and the fact that you've called it a minor injury is absolutely fucking absurd.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, okay, so I'm playing tennis on a cul-de-sac. In the cul-de-sac part, there's a blind spot on the corner, obviously. So cars come flying around and you run out of the way, screaming, 4...
because we don't know anything about sports. And then you go around the corner. I had my back to the car, so I had to keep hope, trust that my cousin would spot. But a bike came around.
No.
And ran right into me and ran over me.
A push bike?
A push bike. Okay, so I am, but
a
it knocks me.
Fucking Harley Davidson.
But it's like a 20-year-old man on a big bike, oh, and I'm like 10.
No.
I flatten to the ground, and he cycles over me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a minor injury.
He then looks at me, goes, "Oh no," and cycles off.
No.
All I know is that I'm in shock. So I'm like, I'm shaking, but I can't feel anything, and I'm very hot. Mm-hmm. And my cousin looks at me and starts crying immediately. And I was like, "What's wrong?" And then my mother comes out, and my mother is calling for my aunt. So she's going, "Bernie, Bernie, Bernie!" And I was like, "Oh no, what's going on?" Anyway, I'll go inside and look in the mirror, and it becomes very apparent that all of my chin basically has been scraped off, and then I've lost front teeth.
No.
And it's just so much blood. And my mom is like taking my clothes off because I'm sweating profusely. Like I'm just in major, major panic. Yeah. Anyway, because we're Irish and because your man, there was like a considerable chat about where your man might live, if we know anyone who knows him, what do he look like.
Yeah.
No one's helping me. We're just talking about, where do you think he, if he was cycling around here, he'd only be cycling home.
Your mom's making calls. Like, 1 minute, yeah.
I think he was one of those boys from the Brady's. Like it was like, honestly, it was like a long chat about who the man might have been.
Meanwhile, I'm studying.
Meanwhile, you don't have a chin.
Genuinely.
Catherine Chinless, call everyone!
Yes, except that's in a different county, but let's pretend we were there.
Oh, come on, it was good enough.
And then eventually they decide to take me to the GP. I get like made up with a, like, kind of those, like, are those paper stitches, and then
Wait, paper stitches,
you know, the ones
little butterfly stitches and things. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Go to the dentist the next day, and the reason it hurts so much is because all of the nerves are exposed to my gum. I know, it's horrific. My mother's first thought, but she has to play the tin whistle in school.
To be honest, Catherine, how would you milk this?
It's horrible.
Well, get this. Actually, now that I think of it, I didn't milk it at all because my mom made me go to school for the 5 days I didn't have teeth. And it was mortifying. It was mortifying. I was mortified. Anyway, dentistry was not
as... They found you a tooth in 5 days.
You know, bear in mind that it was crowned. This is 21 years ago. Dentistry was not at the level it is now.
No.
They put the biggest fucking crown in my face. Like, it covered more than one tooth span. And when I got to London, genuinely... So like
it was shaped like a crucifix.
15 years later, I went to the dentist and they were like, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "Help me." And then I paid a lady in Soho.
When we first met, you could take your tooth out.
No, I could not. Give over.
I swear you could.
No, I could never take it out.
Or maybe a lady took it out.
Yeah, she took it and replaced it
time. And I wanted to look and you wouldn't let me.
No, what are you talking about?
Never mind. Catherine's remarkable.
You just confused me with another girlfriend who has some sort of denture.
God, let's get into this. Yeah. Change of podcast topic. Okay, it's no longer about childhood, it's relationships. Which we will come onto with your podcast later, but do it now, fine.
What, my
take your tops off, take your tops off.
My type is women who can take their teeth out.
I mean, it's a big power move as a lesbian. I won't be needing these.
Catherine, I want to hear I want to hear the one where you milked it, because I feel like a real injury you can't milk it because you're embarrassed, but one where it's just like when you've got like a little stab wound in your bum which really bleeds for a second and you can't sit down for a week, that's the sort of shit
that
I like.
That wasn't little.
I'd been stabbed.
Well, I think the thing is, you have to understand with Irish people, like especially with children, they don't take injury very seriously. It's like, would you come on, everyone had it worse before you. So for this isn't my injury, but I'm going to tell you a story about my sister, because my sister was...
Oh, your really successful younger sister.
Yes, yeah. She's in politics. She's 5 years younger than me. So I was probably 9 or 10, and we were in the same primary school, and the principal comes into my class and she says, "Can I speak to Catherine?" And I'm terrified of my mother, so I'm scared of all like authority figures who are female. At this point, so she goes, "Your little sister's had a little bit of an accident at lunch. would you come down and hold her hand while you wait for your mom to pick her up? And I was like, she's getting out of school. I want to get out of school. This is a joke. Also, I was in class. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going R-E-D or R-E-A-D. And I have to go now and sit down and hold my sister's hand. What is this? Anywho, I go in. They've said, your sister's had a little accident. Would you hold her hand while you go in? I was like, no bother. I walk in. There's my five-year-old sister. She has a hole in her forehead the size of a 50p coin. And there is not only blood all down her face, but there is some sort of like internal juice. Like it's like brain is down her face.
Internal juice?
Like brain. It's on her. She's just, and she's just, it's just all
fucking hell,
down
Catherine. We're looking for fun stories. Fucking hell.
And she's crying and she's shaking and it's all down her face. And the principal goes, now, Ellen, it's your little your sister's here. Now, isn't that great? And my sister just looks at me like, I don't know what's happening. And it turns out there's Pebble Dash on the side of our school, right, with a playground. Yeah. Not safe.
Not
they
shit.
Should change that. And
oh my god,
she's been chased and she runs into the wall and she stabs her head against this thing on the wall. And we had to take her to the hospital and she got like 4 stitches and my mother lost her mind. But what I'm saying is that Irish parents and teachers don't take childhood injury very seriously, because I got zero warning. They were just like, oh, she's had a little fall. I assume she grazed her knee. She was being dramatic and now she's getting out of school. Yeah. Turns out genuine head injury.
Did you have a school where there would be like a rumour flying around where it would be like, oh, like Stephen has cracked his head open?
Yeah.
Did you ever
there
hear
weren't
that?
Any boys in my school.
Well, bring their arm and break, and then you see them and they're just sort of like, yeah, I fell, it was really bad, and it's like, I'm going to hospital after school, and it's like, you're fine.
We would get a thing where it was like, he's cracked his head open. Yeah. And I would hear that and be like, well, his fucking brains are on the playground. Like,
But the dinner lady pushed it back together, so it's fine.
Those sort of great rumours.
Where it's like, honestly, his eye fell out and then he just popped it straight back in.
Oh my god,
it was insane.
There was an eye pop out story at my secondary school.
Everyone had his
full eye popped out.
There was actually a boy in my year who could actually take a glass eye out and it was fucking amazing.
That sounds cute. What's his name?
I think his name was Beep.
He's my type. Teeth, eyes.
What do very fair? Yeah, you should be that person.
Who could take an eye out?
Yeah.
She'd just scoop anybody she saw.
One time I fell over. I fall a lot.
You're a faller?
I'm a faller. I'm accepting that.
Yeah.
But I will never injure myself. I will just injure myself from people around me. So one time I fell over in the corridor. No one gave a shit. And someone stepped on my hand and broke my fingers. But I used to wear like a bit of a cast at the time to strengthen my muscles.
Okay.
So my two fingers broke.
No.
But they were stuck in this.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
And it swelled up so.
Rosie, no.
In the defence of the child who stepped on you, is there a chance they thought you were still in character from Disabled and Keeper's Wife? Is there a chance they just thought you were going really mad?
I mean, it's me already. Let it go.
Sure, she was good in the role, but move on.
Yeah. Can I just, that is awful and that child should be punished. But I also would like to, I'd like to beg to differ, because Rosie Jones just claimed that she never injures herself. But we spent a month in Melbourne. So you were always covered in bruises or cuts. Every time I saw Rosie, but also Rosie does this thing where she plays with Dan.
That's because I follow Rosie around and every time she falls over, I stand on her.
No. We were at the zoo one day with Rosie and Rosie fell on a cement rock basically.
You fell at the zoo?
Yes.
Yeah. My daddy.
She bashed her head and then Rosie gets up and goes, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
That
that's right.
And I was like, you definitely have concussion. I watched you bash your head on a rock. Sit down. I'm getting you an ice cream. It was awful.
Yeah, she would take the ice cream to take a balloon, but she won't take the treatment.
It was awful.
But
you were fine, love.
That won't
Sarah's just like, put a tea towel on her. She's going to be in the ply.
There's no toothbrush wound.
Let Rosie Jones tell her story. You attention seekers.
That was the time that I was carrying a sandwich.
Yes.
And I tripped over and my latch thought before I hit the rock quad, I need to save my sandwich. So I threw I saw a picnic table.
Yep.
7 feet away, and I threw it, and it landed on the table.
Can testify, we were sat at the table.
It was incredible.
I forgot that. How did I forget that?
Hit my head on the rock.
Shut up!
Got concussion.
Yeah.
Came round and was like, where's my sandwich? Yeah.
And Chris Washington was there already lifting you up, being like, it's all right, it's safe.
Sandwich is fine.
Chris Washington is so big and strong, they had one hand on the sandwich, one hand on Rosie. I've got it for you, Rosie. No, you're fine.
That's a really good
But also,
don't you worry, Rosie. I got your sandwich and I got you too. What's a pies?
In Melbourne, I was full of bruises all the time.
She was.
But because I was drunk all the time.
Fine, I'll allow it.
Yeah. One time, there's one bar there, and to get in it, they had like 20 steps.
Which one?
Match watch.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
I'd like to quickly remind the listener that I did not go to Melbourne. I was not invited to Melbourne.
Oh, you should go with someone.
Yeah, no, I know. I've heard the rumours. And I will be being quiet whilst giving them all death stares throughout this entire interview.
One time I drank a whole fish bowl for four to myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. Thank you. Tried to get down to match watch.
No.
Fell from the top to the bottom. Bruised my whole entire arse.
Oh no, Rosie.
And you carried on.
The thing that annoys me about that most is that there are definitely security guards like every 8 steps.
Yeah.
So nobody caught you.
My problem is I love it when people fall over. Like, I think it's so funny and I don't want anyone to get hurt.
But those
stairs go round corners, Rosie.
I went round corners.
Amazing.
The best
Amazing.
Thing I've ever seen is there's a woman once. She fell over onto a train. The doors were open, she fell through the doors, and instead of getting up and walking onto the train, she just crawled the rest of the way. And it's,
my dignity's down here, I might as well stay with her.
She just was like, well, fuck, I'm on. Just crawled onto the train.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
I once saw a kid fall off their horse on a carousel.
Oh,
they cried so
hard. They had to keep going.
And it was so cute, but the song was playing, and it's that perfect, like, it's a juxtaposition. My horse threw me.
That's so funny. It bucked.
Yeah.
I was at a playground once and I saw a kid, you know those like wooden structures where it's like it goes up on one side, it's like a pyramid and stuff, but there's like a gap in the middle and you're supposed to just climb over it if you're adept. And this kid climbed up and he got to the top and then he was sort of putting his legs through the gap and then he started lowering himself down and then he got all the way through the gap and then his head was and he let go of his hands
and his head was just
dangling from his head.
How did he not break his neck?
I'm the same boy who measured the present.
Attack. And then suddenly, his dad was running across the playground because he was going, ah!
Joe.
He had broken his neck, though.
He didn't, I don't think.
Yeah, but you want a broken neck.
Oh, I was
yeah.
a child.
You want, oh, I wanted a broken arm so much. I wanted a cast. Yeah,
an arm.
Cast,
an arm. Like yeah.
A sling. Oh, my God, the
a
dream.
A glow-in-the-dark
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Daddy?
Hello.
Hello.
I think it's time.
To say goodbye.
Only joking. Take it away.
Right. Dad, hello, children. Daddy here.
Hello, okay. Daddy. Hello. Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
I didn't realise we were the children, but now I'm thrilled.
Right. so we're going to go on a day trip.
Okay.
And... First of all, Helen, you're here with us.
I love it when I get to come.
We're going
Daddy,
to...
sorry, I don't want Helen to come.
I'm your sister, too bad. I'm your more successful younger sister.
Ugh.
No, Daddy, please, you can't drop me now.
You're here. Bought four plane tickets. We're going... The island.
Oh my God.
What? I'm so disappointed.
You've just been there.
I've just been there. Okay, where are we going?
First of all, we're going to go to IKEA.
Yes.
Oh my God. And we're going to pick up two things. One, we're going to get a four pack of tea towels.
The decadence. Lovely tea towels. They're not on IKEA. We don't. We don't need four, guys.
We do.
Oh, God.
Where we going? We do. And then we're gonna get one electric toothbrush.
Oh my God! I think I've had this nightmare.
And we're gonna go to your hometown, Kevin.
Oh my God.
And we're gonna hunt down Mr. Bike Man.
Yes!
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, I know where to start. Mulhothered.
Right.
That's where we'll start.
Go there.
Scene of the crime.
Do you remember his face?
No, but I remember the posture on the bike. I'd know it if
right.
I saw it again.
We'll get him on the posture.
Yes!
And then...
What are we going to do to him, Rosie?
Well, we're going to pop all our tea towels on and we're going to be called the Revenge Shepherds.
We're going to make a killing gang from four white women putting tea towels on their head. Are we all sure this is the way we want to go?
Yeah.
Are we all confident with this?
Yeah.
The Revenge Shepherds.
The Revenge Shepherds.
And when we succeed, we go, meh.
Meh.
We're the Revenge Shepherds.
I love it.
And we're going to... We're gonna get Mr. Bike Boy and we're gonna carry him to the top of some very high steps.
It is good that Helen's here, actually.
I'm a hefty woman and I've got meat on me. I can lift a man.
You're the strongest out of all of us.
And we're gonna just gently push him down the steps.
Oh my God, we're gonna kill.
He's not gonna die.
I'm just picturing us like pushing him.
And then
waving the electric toothbrush.
We're gonna watch as he gently tumbles down the steps.
Sarah will be howling the whole
Sarah so will love it.
Yeah.
And then we'll meet him at the bottom and we'll take it in turns to stab his bum.
Oh my God, yes.
Wow, what a day.
What a day.
Are we not getting any snacks for the road?
Can you just thank your father?
Yes, thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dad. Presumably we'll all have a sandwich that we will throw as he falls down the stairs.
And then I'll be at the bottom catching them all like...
The revenge shepherd.
I'm into
Bar again. Okay, but I tried something that didn't work out for me.
I liked it.
No, you went silent. It was fucking bullshit.
Because of the natural end.
Yeah, we're raising the bar.
Oh, that is actually much better than what she did.
Catherine and Sarah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us. I don't know what just happened here.
I don't know what happened here, but I know what's going to happen next. Can you please tell us all about your amazing new podcast?
Oh, she's good at a segue.
My God.
Thank you. What a sexy segue. We have a new podcast, and it's called You'll Do.
Mm-hmm. Such a great name.
And it's about relationships. We have a guest relationship on each week, and we talk to them about their lives and how they manage to stay together despite irritating the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
It's very much about relationships being imperfect and how you kind of survive without killing each other.
And this is the big reveal for the show. Catherine and Sarah are actually in a relationship. We had not mentioned that, did we? We boning. Just randomly two people on at the same time. Mm-hmm. They are in a relationship. They've got an amazing new podcast. The guest list is insanely good. Mm-hmm. So you're already listening on a podcast app or on Spotify. So I don't know why you're still listening to this now. Literally type in You'll Do right now. If you're on the app on Apple, then quickly give them 5 stars before you listen to it. Because don't be a bitch. That's so stupid.
Give us five stars.
Oh my God, always give us 5 stars. And also, we wanted to say hello to Jess Jewell, the nicest listener ever. Sorry to all of you I've run into so far, but you're not. Yeah. Jess was amazing walking down the street, and she was like, oh my God, are you Helen Bauer? I love your podcast. Your mum is also amazing. You're great. We love you.
Oh my God.
Jess Jewell.
Listen to You'll Do. Come on, step it up. Be a fan of all.
Please, Jewell. We'd love to have you. Come on, Jess.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
I'm done.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. And thank you to Baby Jack.
Yes, Baby Jack. So sweet. What a big boy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Fuck you.
You have 1 new voice message. New voice messages.
I don't know what passing could take. Oh, but yeah, I know more. Yeah. I think about...
Hi, Lulu. Sorry, I didn't realise it was already calling. I just wanted to see... Are you recording, Jack? This is awful. I just wanted to see if you'd be up for coming on me and Rosie's podcast. You're perfect for it. You're a child star. And you could help Rosie answer the question, does she think about tits or vaginas more? Can't wait to hear from you. Give us a call back. Love ya.
Deleted.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.